Hello and welcome to Audio Mo number 14 on the 14th of June, obviously, 2014. Today, not entirely sure what we're going to talk about, but maybe a couple of books that I've read, though I should have done me more research before coming on here in terms of authors' names and so on. But a Google search, Google is your friend, should help you with most of these. A book that I read reasonably recently was called The Art of Hearing Heartbeats. It's an Audible book or available on Audible. It is by a German author and is translated, obviously, into English, and it's quite a nice narration. I would recommend that you don't read the précis of the book, but you may wish to listen to the sample on Audible, which is quite intriguing. And it's partly, as well as the title of the book, The Art of Hearing Heartbeats, a novel is the title, it's partly what drew me in. I think this is a three books for two credits type deal. Now, I don't know whether this is available in the US only Audible store or if it's available in the Australian and UK stores. I may or may not have access to both. So hopefully it's available where it is you need to find it. So The Art of Hearing Heartbeats, a novel, is it, and I've forgotten the author's name. And it's explores the different viewpoints, priorities, and outlooks of the New York Western approach and a more Eastern, perhaps somewhat Buddhist approach to what's important in life. And it starts off gently and just builds its stories within stories. It's beautiful storytelling and quite a lovely and interesting novel. Explores a few issues that normally would be explored in quite a trite fashion, but which I think are done really well, but I don't want to say anything more. A book I read a few years ago as an ASCII book was called And There Was Light by Jacques Lusseran, who's French, and this is the English translation. And the full title is And There Was Light, The Story of an Unsung Hero, something like that. And it is the autobiography of a man growing up in France in the 30s and 40s. He was about 15 when the Germans invaded France in the Second World War. And he was quite instrumental in setting up an organization that published newspapers illegally that were providing information to people in France of what was going on throughout the rest of Europe, because it was illegal to listen to the BBC and things like that. A bit of a note on versions. I would not in any way recommend listening to the version produced by the RNIB. Incredibly disappointing, a real stodgy, old-fashioned, patronising type of read that puts emphasis on all of the excessively, it's just hideous. So don't do that. The Library of Congress did record a version, which I haven't heard, and it might be quite good. I'm sure you can buy it on Amazon as an e-book. And that's probably how I'd recommend reading it. I think there's a Bookshare version, but from memory, it's quite badly scanned and has missing words and stuff. And this is the sort of book where you really do want an accurate scan of it, and particularly because it's got French words in it as well. Then some of the OCRing was a bit problematic. But I'm sure it's available as an Amazon ebook. So that's a great book to read. I think I'm going to leave it there for today. I'll just once again say The Art of Hearing Heartbeats, a novel, and There Was Light by Jacques Lusseran, which is Lucyeran, something like that. Google is your friend. That's what happens when I don't prepare. But both books that are commended, and I will talk to you tomorrow about something different and hopefully something of some interest to you. Bye for now.